Greetings, I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Kenrick Gordon, who is Director of the Office of Statewide Broadband for the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. And Rick's here today to talk to us about this great program of getting broadband across the state and to give us an update, because it's been about a year. So, Rick, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks so much. I know that you're busy. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development, please?
Sure. And, you know, I generally start by telling people that ask me this, that the Office of Statewide Broadband doesn't have anything to do with housing.
Right.
And I'm certainly not an expert on the on other DHCD programs, but in general, DHCD is the state's housing representative. It provides home ownership assistance, rental assistance, home energy audits, multifamily construction assistance. So if it's housing and someone needs assistance, DHCD generally is the one that provides that in the state. Then there's the community development side of DHCD, and that's where the Office of Statewide Broadband fits in a little better. DHCD assists local jurisdictions with water and sewer projects, neighborhood revitalization projects, Main Street projects, and all these, including broadband work, to help jurisdictions with their needs.
Thank you. How long have the Office of Statewide Broadband been around?
In 2017, the governor established the Office of Rural Broadband by executive order. I was hired in 2018 as the first director of the office. We started rolling out programs, and then the General Assembly in their 2021 session passed the Digital Connectivity Act of 2021, codified the office, put it at DHCD as a permanent office at the agency, and expanded the responsibilities of the office from just deploying broadband to unserved areas. It also added digital equity and digital inclusion to our portfolio, and that's where we've been going since.
Yeah, that's a lot. Let's talk about how folks can find out more information about DHCD.
Sure. So easiest way is website, dhcd.maryland.gov. We also have an 800 number, which is 800-756-0119. And on Facebook, Maryland Housing, and all of them. And then, of course, we do press releases. We have a news subscription site and things like that that people can use for what they're looking for.
Great. Thank you. And how would someone contact the Office of Statewide Broadband?
Calling that 800 number, we have a website as well that is under the dhcd.maryland.gov website. You just do /broadband, and that's our portion of the website. There's some contact information there. We have a direct email address, which is osb.md@maryland.gov. A little different, osb.md@maryland.gov, and that email is monitored by my staff, and we respond to things that come into it.
Okay. Great. Thank you. What's your background and responsibilities at the office? You've been there a while.
I've been there since May 2018, not that I'm counting. So I'm an engineer by training. I'm actually a registered professional engineer, and I spent 25-plus years working in land development. Which is the perfect segue into low voltage electric broadband deployment. But as an engineer, you learn how to approach problems and how to deal with those problems. And
right.
So in 2009, I started working for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's telecommunication program. And Maryland was part of my territory. And in 2017, when the governor initiated the office, I was tapped at the beginning of 2018 to lead that office. And, you know, thinking that reducing, I call it reducing my sandbox from my USDA responsibility of the Northeast down to a single state would let me focus on the broadband issue and how to get broadband out to people. Yeah, and starting an entirely new department and program was certainly a challenge that was attractive to me at the time. I started out as an office of one, and after, you know, the 2021 change by the General Assembly, we now are an office staff by, including me, an office staff of eight. And, you know, still, you know, with the office of eight, we were managing a portfolio of about a little over $400 million.
Yeah, wow. Are you from Maryland originally?
I am not. I'm actually from Pennsylvania. My wife and I moved to Maryland in 2017 when she took a job locally, and I was able to continue working for USDA, and it just timing just worked perfectly when we had just moved a year earlier, and you know, being able to take this job because I happen to live in Maryland and was familiar with the people in Maryland dealing with the broadband issues.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. It seems like then that you have experience in the perspective of the region as well as on physical and the program side of things, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It was all very. It all fell together very well. You know, it was one of those things. None of it had been planned. It was just it was a great opportunity, and I haven't regretted it. It, you know, when we started and I first approached the governor's office with, you know, we need a budget of, and got the deer in headlights look of, oh, that much. And little did we know what it was going to grow into.
Right. Right. Let's talk about where we are right now with statewide broadband. What's the status?
So when we started in 2018, we had an estimate that there were around 100,000 locations, homes and businesses, without physical access to internet service. We call it a wire at the curb. And that was an estimate. The data we had was from the Federal Communications Commission collected data, considered very unreliable, but it gave us a place to start.
Right.
And, you know, since that start, we've funded projects to connect over 46,000 of those locations. Obviously, providers are building at the same time to areas that we're not funding that are also taking some of those off the table. There's now new FCC data that's more reliable, still not perfect, but more reliable. And it says that we have 21,000 locations remaining that are unserved by broadband. So we've gone from around 5% of the state that is unserved down to 1% in about 5 years.
Great.
Much of this success, you know, we owe to the General Assembly and the Governor's Office for their financial support. You know, this work costs money. Based on our new digital equity and inclusion responsibilities, we've also developed some new programs to work in that arena. Two of our most successful programs are the Maryland Emergency Broadband Benefit that provides a subsidy for eligible households for the broadband service that provides a subsidy of $15 a month, which is on top of the Federal Affordable Connectivity Program, or ACP, that provides $30 a month.
Huh.
And so, you know, if you're an eligible household, you can get up to $45 a month subsidy on your internet bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And then the second one that I really like is our device distribution program. We're providing 145,000 HP Chromebooks for free to those same eligible households. We want people to not only be able to have internet service in their house, but we want them to have a device that allows them to effectively use that service.
Yeah,
Baltimore City is receiving 50,000 of those devices. And, you know, both of those programs had to be developed from the ground up. They had never been attempted, and Maryland is the only state in the country providing these types of benefits. Going to a distribution event and seeing a family coming out with a laptop that's theirs. It's theirs to keep. It's not borrowed from the library. It's theirs to keep, use, own, and whatever they need, it's just very heartwarming to see the people who are receiving these. They've never had a computer before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed. So how does it work? Do you work with Comcast and Verizon, or how does it physically work to connect somebody who is out of the range?
So the subsidy for service is actually automatic for our program. An eligible household has to go to, and I always love this, you don't have internet service, but go to this website. So you register for the federal program, and we work with, I believe we work with all the internet service providers in the state, or virtually all. And once you're approved for the federal program, you're automatically approved for the Maryland program, and you have to do nothing. Your provider takes care of it in the background. That was one of the things that we really wanted to make sure, is that we weren't, well, you just made it through the federal application, which is, it's never a pleasant experience doing a federal application. And we wanted to make sure you didn't have to come and do another application and get another approval and give the same information. You've already given it once. You've been approved. We know you've been approved. So our benefit is just automatic. For the devices, we are working with local jurisdictions. That's both municipal and county. Those have, jurisdictions have applied to us for a portion of those 145,000 laptops. And then they run distribution events with a partner. The partner, Frederick County, I believe, is working with United Way. Baltimore City is working with the Pratt Library Service. Every jurisdiction developed a partnership, or more than one partnership, with somebody that was able and trusted to hand these devices out and make sure the people were qualified that were getting them.
Right.
So, if your listeners are interested and are eligible, I would recommend that they call their jurisdiction. Call your county office, call Baltimore City, and find out who is doing these distribution events. All the jurisdictions are doing their best to advertise them, but not everybody sees, depending on what media type they're using, not everybody sees or hears that an event's coming. So, and we actually get phone calls occasionally with, how do I get one of these? And we put them in touch with the people that we have online to help them with that.
Great. So when, I guess this would only apply to folks in cities and in kind of developed areas, because the folks that are kind of way out rurally are not going to be, I guess it's not really economically feasible for them to hook them up to a cable, but they would go through the, satellite?
That's actually one of our, the big problem that we're starting to run into. No, we deal with, if you are unserved, our goal is to get you that wire at the curb. Of the $275 million that we put out for broadband work, the majority of it has gone to rural areas, because those are the areas that have the unserved.
Right.
Most of our metropolitan areas or suburban areas, there is generally as far as I know, there's always been a provider there that can connect you, or that they're willing to come to you to connect. It's when a house is, you have eight houses a mile of road that becomes very expensive. The cost per mile doesn't change, but the number of people taking service reduces the potential income. And most of these companies are for profit. We recognize that. They're going to places that without our funding, they wouldn't have any interest in going. Southern Prince George's County have addresses that don't have service. And our goal is to get service to them.
Thank you. But unfortunately, we're about out of time. Can you give us that? Yeah, it goes quickly. Can you give us that contact information one more time, please, for the office of statewide broadband?
Sure. So bhcd.maryland.gov/broadband is our website. Phone number 800-756-0119. And on Facebook, Maryland Housing.
Great. Thank you so much.
Sure. And thank you for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Our pleasure. Unfortunately, though, that's all we have time for in Living in Baltimore today. I want to thank our guest, Rick Gordon, who is Director of the Office of Statewide Broadband for the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. Thank you so much, Rick. You take care and good luck with your work.
Thank you.
For Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.